Welcome to this month's guided meditation. And as we always do at the beginning of this time together, I'd like to invite you to become aware of the surface supporting you right now. Pay particular attention to all the places where your body meets that support, and notice the sensations that you discover in your body as your body actively, dynamically receives that support in a reciprocal relationship with that surface under you right now. Notice what it's like to actively and openly receive support. And then, as we usually do as well, I'd like to invite you to allow the next out-breath to invite you down inside yourself to find that place of deep internal support that is your own home base, your own landing place, the place where you discover your own presence. Notice the qualities that you experience when you touch into your own presence. The tone, the essence, the color of your being that you send out into the environment around you simply because you're there. You're here, right now. And as we explored last month, I'd like to invite you to notice your experience of the gap that's there between the next out-breath and then the in-breath that follows. Remember that that gap can be long, it can be very, very brief. The thing to notice is that always, within that gap, whatever size it may be, whatever length it may be, within that gap between breaths, you have the opportunity to touch into the still point that's always there. And that's the gateway to the stillness that is always present within and behind every thought, every feeling, every physical sensation, every action, every urge, every single kind of awareness. So take a moment or two now to just experience, rest in, be present to the stillness that is always there in the background. Our theme for this month is acknowledging the sacred in absolutely everything we encounter, anywhere, at any time in the unfolding of our daily life experience. What I'd like to invite you to explore is the concept that every single thing you encounter is the sacred in form, or is spirit in form, or consciousness embodied, if that's another way to think about it. It seems pretty obvious, perhaps, to be aware that every living being we encounter is part of the same sacred life that lives us. For this month's meditation, I'd like to invite you to expand your awareness of what you consider life and the sacred in form to include absolutely everything. For example, if you're sitting on a chair right now, all of the molecules that comprise the material out of which that chair is made, whether it's wood or metal or fabric, the life that is in every molecule, every cell, every particle that makes up that substance that's under you right now is also the sacred embodied in form. If you're indoors, the floor under you, whether it's carpet or tile, wood, cement, whatever it may be made of in material terms, that material itself is comprised of molecules and particles that are the stuff of the sacred in form. So I'd like to take a moment now to give you some time to just explore your experience of oneness in this particular context by considering that every single thing you touch, see, or encounter in any way in your life is in fact an expression of the sacred embodied in form. So I'm going to be silent now for a bit of time as you contemplate and explore in any way that's comfortable for you the concept of this particular way of experiencing oneness or the sacred in form in your daily environment. As you explore this particular focus of our meditation this month, notice what mixed feelings may emerge or what images come to mind as you contemplate the possibility that everything you touch is an embodiment of one life living itself through you and everything else in your world. What would it be like for you if you were to treat everything in your world as if it were sacred? How would you care for the things in your environment? How would you treat other life forms? How would you encounter your own body-mind being, yourself, if you were to remember every day that you are spirit in form, that you are one life embodying itself as who you are in this moment, as who you are in this time in your life? When we live in a world characterized by oneness, nothing is left out. Everything in you is part of that one, even the things you may not particularly like. What's it like for you to embrace. Perhaps not approve of or not like just yet, but embrace everything about you as part of that rainbow we talked about recently. That rainbow of color that can't have anything in it removed. One is one. Wholeness is whole. What's it like right now to imagine that everything of you, in you, and your world is part of that one life and is an embodiment of the sacred in form? It's important to remember that there's no right way to think about all of this. These meditations are an invitation for you to explore your own experience more deeply, to discover what enhances the quality of your life as you move through your day-to-day experience, drawing on whatever these meditations may touch for you. And that may be a completely unique experience and expression compared to anyone else who listens to these meditations. Within oneness, there is an infinite array of diversity. And we've talked in the past, or covered in past meditations, how important it seems to be for this planet to thrive within a context of diversity. So as you play with these meditations each month, or as you explore more deeply the concepts they invite you to consider, I hope you'll expand, and then expand some more your experience of the scope of oneness and how all that you are has its place within that wholeness. For this time, I'm going to stop speaking in just a minute or two, but I'd like to invite you to consider in what way the quality of your daily life might be touched by experiencing everything around you as an expression of the sacred in form. Whatever the sacred might be for you, however that might have meaning in your life. And so, as I remain silent right now, just before we get ready to close this meditation, I invite you to become aware of your experience right now, the state of your consciousness, the sensations in your body. Just bring those qualities of your current experience into your awareness now. Remember that the stillness is always there within and behind any awareness you may have, and offers you a place to rest and renew yourself. And so, for this time, I'm going to stop speaking for now, and until next time, I wish you well.